Testing.
I had a dream. I went down to the restaurant. She broke into a theater that was showing performance of the Wizard of Oz. Climbed on stage and played a song. The entire audience laughed at me. I was very confused when I woke up.
Hello, you're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. And, oh, what's that? Oh. Oh my goodness. Uh-oh. Happy Halloween, everybody. What's this one? Oop. Yeah, happy Halloween. I've pulled out a little Halloween soundboard. Ooh. You know, I've been clicking all of the buttons on this Halloween website, and it takes them, like, a very long time to go off. So, just kind of... it's very random, but... yeah, it's... oh, that one's scary. Let's hear that one again. Anyways, happy Halloween. Well, almost Halloween. You won't hear from me again until after Halloween, until we've all undergone the transition that Halloween takes on us. Anyways, I'm feeling good this week. Wanted to start off on a spooky note for, you know, not just Halloween-related reasons. Having some... difficulties with some technical difficulties, and I've got a beautiful plan for us today for your ears. A little something I've put together, but I'll need a minute to get it together properly and cohesively. So for now, I'm gonna leave you with something we were on previous show, which is a new album from a local group, Meadows. A really good album that just came out very recently this month. The Birds Took You Away, it's called. So yeah, let's get into that for a little bit, and we'll get all fixed up. We'll get good. But for now, enjoy.
Keep one, a cold.
we're back just in time. You just heard Meadows, the first song off of their new album that just came out called The Birds Took You Away, and that song was called Shaky. Now, though, I have something that I successfully put together for you, and no longer having technical difficulties, so yeah, we're gonna get into some more tunes now. These have a special theme, though, because, you know, we're about to get into that Halloween. We're about to that day is coming. I'm embarrassed because I don't. I guess that's in 2 days. So yeah, Thursday. Thursday. That's gonna be Halloween. Everybody did their partying this weekend, probably. If you partied, good luck. Just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, here's some Halloween tunes for you.
Et ta tombe, tu vas par les nuits les plus sombres, drapé dans ton grand manteau noir. Dracula, Dracula, Dra-cha-cha-cha, tes yeux lancent d'étranges flammes, tes dents sont pareilles à des lames, il faut l'avoir vu pour le croire. Nous agile et qu'un serpent tout introduit prestement dans la maison d'une jolie femme. Et pour la vider des sang sang dans les coups, tout la mort de tout un âme. Dracula, 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 lorsque tu vois les jours qui pointent, desserrant soudain ton étreinte, tu pars et trouver le néant. Le soir, le maison s'éveilleux, des gens pour prier s'agenouillent, guettant tu le bruit du dehors.
Blancula, blancula, da.
Cha-cha-cha. Au moindre coup dans une armoire, on entend claquer les mâchoires et les chiens hurlent à la mort. Plus agile et qu'un serpent, tout en trop du prostément dans la maison d'aux jolies femmes. Et pour la vider des sens, dans les coups tout la mort des tout ton âme.
Dracula, Dracula, Dracula.
Lorsque tu vois les jours qui pointent, desserrant soudain ton étreinte, tu pars et trouver le néant.
Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. Les soirs, les maisons se verrouillent, les gens pour prier s'agenouillent. Dracula, 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 au moindre coup dans une armoire, on entend claquer les mâchoires et les chiens hurler à la mort.
On s'aperçoit tout à coup que les durs ont les genoux qui jouent soudain des castagnettes. Tant aux gendarmes ils sont prêts à ne prendre que la poudre d'escampette.
Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. Ma belle-mère, ça me déconcerte. Laisse toujours sa porte entrouverte. Et tu ne viens jamais chez moi. Dracula, Dracula.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween. You're listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. And I was just trying out a new soundboard. But I think my problem here is that once you press the buttons on this website and they start making the noises, I think that you have to go and turn them off again. So we had a bit of a soundscape just now, you and I. Yeah, we've got some good ones here, such as Evil Dog. Ooh, that was kind of scary. Footsteps. Ooh, who's coming? Oh my god, I'm sorry. Just kidding. That one was too loud. I think we can all agree. To let you know, the spooky songs that you just heard, we had Transylvania Twist by Baron Demon and the Vampires off of the album Monster Party, Halloween Rock and Roll Oldies, Volume 1. And then we had Dracula Cha-Cha from Renato Rascel off of his album Renato Rascel Mono Version. That was a good one. And then lastly, we had Trois Gymnopédes, the first movement, from Gary Newman off of the album Telecon. That last one's a real favorite. Very eerie. I like it a lot. And those other ones, I actually heard on another radio show, I think at the U of M station last week. I was driving and I heard them, and I had to save them. I had to pull over, you know, look them up. But yeah, we've got a couple more. I just wanted to come back before I played them though, just to talk about the first one specifically, because there are multiple versions of the first song that I'm about to play for you. When I was listening to some cool old Halloween music in the car last week, I heard this one where is called Night of the Phantom, and that was like a very clear lyric throughout the song that it was the Night of the Phantom. But when I went to look it up, or actually when I kind of like, I don't know, the phone has the ability to, my phone can look up songs if I just press a button, which is pretty cool technology future today. But it came up with a song that was called Night of the Sadist, not Night of the Phantom. And so, I don't know, I looked it up and I couldn't find it. And I started thinking, like, was my radio maybe just sounding a bit off, you know? Did I somehow mistake hearing the word sadist for phantom? I don't know. I think that I was more excited about it. And then, I was pretty let down. And then I found it, actually, earlier today, in a twist of fate. I found the same band, the Larry and the Blue Notes, who do the song Night of the Sadist. They did a recording of the exact same song, but just Night of the Phantom. Maybe Night of the Sadist could be shocking to some audiences, and so maybe they were like the Phantom, because that's more, you know, it's more mysterious. That could be anything. But I love a Phantom. So that's the first one you're going to hear. And then you're going to hear a couple others, and those ones, I do not have half as much as the hype that I have for this one, but I still like them. So, yeah, without further ado, here is Night of the Phantom by Larry and the Blue Notes off of the album Fort Worth Teen Scene, Volume 2.
The night of the Phantom, yeah. Well, I remember the day. take my life. I looked in his face, I saw the hate in his eyes. I looked at my girl and I heard her helpless cries. Whoa!
It was the night of the Phantom, yeah.
I remember that look in his eyes.
It was the night of the Phantom, yeah.
Then something happened to him, he had a funny glare. He turned away, I could almost smell death in the air. Well, thankful I am, but I'll never know to this day what made him turn and slowly walk away.
It was a night.
You go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air, high hats and arrow collars?
scholars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz.
Tonight we can move, move to the rhythm. We can move, dance to the rhythm, nice and easy. Putting it on the R-I-T-Z. How about you and me, says
listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. To let you know, you just heard we had Putting on the Ritz by Taco. What else did we have? Oh, brother. I closed the playlist that I was... Okay, well, just while you wait, let's hear some more Halloween sounds. Wait, they're not playing. Oop. Give me some Halloween sounds. Oh my goodness. Did you like that? I'm joined here with my friend Amelia now also. Say hi.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight, girl?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. I'm so spooked and scared by those Halloween sounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm delighted to be here.
I'm delighted to have you here. I just ran downstairs to go and grab her, and now I'm back.
Honored.
I picked her up. I grabbed her.
Threw me over your shoulder.
Yeah, I really did. To let you know the other songs that you heard also, we had Night of the Phantom by Larry and the Blue Notes. We had Graveyard Cha-Cha by the 3Ds. And yeah, then you just heard Putting on the Ritz by Taco. Yeah. And yeah, I think that's pretty beautiful. But
I would agree.
Yeah. How did you get here tonight?
I took the bus, got on that public transit. We appreciate that in our city. We need to fund it more.
We do. We used to have so many buses, and now they're all gone.
Yeah. Let's get those buses back. Let's get those bus shelters back.
Whoops. Let's turn that off, because it's just going to keep playing
on the bus, I guess.
I wish that I don't know if everybody would be down with the bus playing the radio all the time. They might get upset if it was like played out loud, like a public television. Do you ever have you ever traveled by bus? A Greyhound?
No, I don't think I have. Yeah. Oh, that's a lie. I did in Iceland, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did they have like TVs on the bus?
I don't remember. I was sleeping I was so jet lagged that I was like sleeping the whole time. So okay. I really couldn't tell you what the inside of the buses looked like, but
I see. Yeah, I don't know. My mom and I used to travel by bus sometimes.
Ooh, where to?
I'd rather not comment on that.
In that case, what other Halloween songs are we going to hear tonight?
No, I was just going to say, like, because I just don't, like, I don't have, they're not great memories. Like, it was always, like, it always smelt so weird on the bus.
Oh.
And I remember they played, like, the newer live-action movie of, like, Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, my God, that movie
it came out in, like, 20, it was, like, it was so hipster.
Oh God!
2009.
It reminds me of Mumford and Sons.
Not yeah, that, absolutely. Honest, but like, just like that vibe mixed with traveling by bus, like in the wintertime, like it was awful. Like, and then I don't know. Like, just bad things happen.
Yeah,
bad things have happened on buses.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
No comment. But I was roofing this past week.
Oh yeah, you were roofing.
I was literally up on that damn roof.
That's nice. How's your dad's ears?
Improved. I'm gonna get on this show in a few weeks and play some of my dad's music, but I don't have anything.
Oh my gosh,
today.
I have the CD still.
Oh my God. Well, we'll play it for you soon, but today is Halloween playlist day.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing about it is that I think that I kind of played all of the songs already.
Did you play the Monster Mash?
I don't want to play that song right now. I'm not kidding. I'm not above it. Of course I'm not above it.
Yeah. No one's above the Monster Mash.
No, you can't be above the Monster Mash.
No.
I'm not below the Monster Mash. We're on the same level, I think.
You're on equal footing with the Monster Mash.
Yeah, Oh, what do we have? I also could play some music from the last Halloween show. Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Oh.
I could play the Monster Mash. That could be cool.
Yeah. You could play my last request, which was No Scrubs, but I don't know that that's a Halloween song.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to listen to that. Sorry, baby. Is there, like, a Muppets Monster Mash?
I would hope so. I hope that the Sesame Street did one.
I don't think they did one, unfortunately.
Well, Jim Davis... Jim Henson Company.
Jim Davis. Who's Jim Davis?
Good question.
Tell me who he is. You seem to know him.
I seem to know him well.
Friend of yours? Jim Davis.
I feel like that's
what a jealous husband would say.
Jim Davis?
Yeah.
He would say what?
Sometimes I think that... this is gonna sound really out of pocket, out to lunch, but like, yeah, that would be a nightmare. Somebody having a husband and them being like, hearing a man's name and being like, who is he?
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know. That was like something that came to mind. I don't think it'll ever happen to me, but I think that that could be funny to really think a little deeper about that.
If anyone wants to listen, read some spooky stories this Halloween, I'd recommend Lambs to the Slaughter, which is, I think, relevant to this conversation. It's a short story about a woman murdering her husband. And then also, I'd recommend anyone checking out The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. It's a classic for a reason. If you haven't read it, it's a good read. And... anything by Jeff Vandermeer, though I don't know that he does any short stories, but I'm just super into science fiction horror because I think it's wonderful and weird. So those are my recommendations this Halloween.
Yeah.
What about you, girl?
My recommendations this Halloween are, I don't know, Halloween's on Thursday. If you don't have anything, if you don't have anything the next day, go out, have a good time.
See Texas Chainsaw Massacre at Cinematheque, perhaps.
I'm going to go see that. Are you going to go see that?
I don't think I am, because I don't like slashers, because I get scared too easily.
Oh. That's too bad.
It's okay.
I think that that's okay, though, because I'm going to get scared.
Yeah. We got scared last night. We went to an escape room.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about your escape room.
Yeah. So
right quick.
We the roommates and a wonderful graduate of this university who is now at U of T.
Yay.
Congratulations, Emma. We went to an escape room at the Real Escape called The Mines. And let me tell you, it was scary.
Yeah. What happened in The Mines?
They you're in like a dark room, and like, no spoilers, but like, you're in the dark for a lot of it. And we were like, just they really do it up there, like it's really quite impressive. Yeah. But we were just like shrieking and holding each other and like almost crying, like,
yeah. I heard there was like a pig man.
There was, but it's a secret.
Yeah, you have to be surprised by him.
You have to go there, and you have to be terrified out of your wits.
Yeah, honestly, of your wits, for sure.
To your wits' end.
Yeah. I have a song that I want to play, because I just thought of it.
Let's hear it.
It's She Blinded Me with Science.
I don't know that one. Let's go.
I don't know, but it's like, I don't know. I think that weird science as a concept is great, and it's kind of Halloween-y, so.
Let's go.
Let's get into it.
Tubes and wires, careful notes, magic lighting oceans, wet dreams, power tree. couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she?
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more. I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch, 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 touch me. I wanna be dirty. Throw me, chill me, fulfill me. Creature of the night. Then if anything grows,
I've tried to find the truth. I've even lied, but all I know is down inside I'm
insects
called the human race. Lost in time. And lost in space.
Shine on lightning, the days are long and the nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, and that's the hell of it. Winter comes and the winds blow colder. Will some go wiser? You just grew older. You never listened anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. And though your music lingers on, all of us are glad you're gone. If I could live my life half as worthlessly as you, I'm convinced that I'll wind up burning too. Love yourself as you love no other. Be no man's fool and be no man's brother. We're all born to die alone, you know that's the hell of it. Life's a game where they're bound to beat you, and time's a trick they can turn to cheat you. And we only waste it anyway, and that's the hell of it. Good for nothing, bad in bed. Nobody likes you and you're better off dead. Goodbye, goodbye. We've all come to say goodbye, 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 goodbye. Born defeated, died in vain. Super destructive, you were hooked on pain. Though your music lingers on, well, all of us are glad you're gone.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry to say this. I just got logged out of randomly of the music player. How unfortunate.
Oh,
I mean,
well.
We are coming to the end of the program anyways. These things happen, you know.
Well, we could just spend the last little bit chatting.
Yeah, you know, we can spend the last little bit chatting.
Yeah.
You heard some music from Rocky Horror Picture Show. You heard Superheroes. You heard Touch a Touch a Touch Me. What a classic. And then you also heard some music from Phantom of the Paradise. You heard The Hell of It by Paul Williams. And you heard... That's it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we had some more planned, but yeah, I'm
two great movies to watch for Halloween this year.
Two Halloween real ones. You got to watch them. I talked to so many people who haven't seen Phantom of the Paradise.
It's
and
a
that's
Winnipeg
fine.
Classic.
It's a Winnipeg classic.
If you haven't seen it,
if you know, you know. If you don't, go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
And like, it's definitely for free on the internet, if you know what I mean. So in terms of the fact that it's just free and on the internet. Yeah.
In terms of new releases, I don't think The Substance is in theaters anymore, but you should go watch it.
I think that it could still be in there in the theaters, but if not, go see some. There's still some horror movies playing at Cinematheque. Mm-hmm. There's still Texas Chainsaw.
Playing tonight.
I think so. What's playing tonight?
It's Trash Cult Tuesdays. So
what's Trash Cult Tuesdays for tonight?
Their Trash Cult movies play every Tuesday for a month, and then they switch.
What do we have? Trash Cult Tuesdays, Black Tight Killers. It's a 1966 Japanese movie. It's Welcome to New Favorite pop art explosion. Stewardess Yuriko is kidnapped by a team of deadly female assassins who use vinyl records as weapons. Now it's up to photographer Hondo to uncover the conspiracy while dealing with go-go dancing ninjas and bullets made of chewing gum. The bubblegum reference isn't a coincidence. Black Tight Killers is an ultra-stylish, candy-coated amusement park ride in the form of a movie. This overlooked crime noir delight shares the visual inventiveness of Mario Bava's Danger, Diabolik, and the pulp thrills of Seijun Suzuki's Tokyo Drifter, an essential big screen experience. Yeah, go. They have like a beer you can drink in Trash Cult Tuesdays. I think it's called Cult Classic. You get a deal if you buy a beer and a movie ticket. So I think if you can get there in 5 minutes, you can see Black Tight Killers, and then I think there's another one playing, but you'll have to look that one up. But yeah, I hope to have Amelia back on the show soon because she didn't have as much time as she deserved this week.
Honestly, I will say the other movie that's playing, that'll be playing I think at 9 or 9:30 tonight, is Branded to Kill, which I have seen.
Okay, what is that all about?
Another 60s foreign film. And I will say it felt long to me, but I think seeing a movie at 9 p.m. sometimes I'm just tired, and I think it was a real wild romp. It was like incredibly crazy and violent and nudity, and I was so shocked that a 60s movie would be that like wild. So definitely worth a watch, especially for this lovely Halloween season. I can't wait to come back on. And
yeah, we want you back on. We want you back on badly.
Yeah, bae.
Okay, so have a good evening. We'll see you soon. Good night.
Powered by volunteer community involvement, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Really enriching conversation is what I'm trying to say, and I really appreciate that time, because yeah, that's another thing to explain to the.
All right, fam. Today's guest is Amanda Keller. Amanda is an alumnus of group care turned researcher. A few of Amanda's studies and academic articles include Understanding Financial Anxiety for Foster Youth, Case Studies on Life After Residential Care, Exploring Perceptions of Genetic Risk, and Transmission of Substance Use Disorders, and many, many more. Amanda attended Ohio University as an undergraduate, where she was a McNair Scholar and recipient of the National Science Foundation Fellowship. Amanda has also attended McGill University for her Master of Science in the Department of Psychiatry as a Rotary Ambassadorial Scholar. Amanda is the founder of Care Jeunesse, a grassroots peer support organization for alumni care in Quebec. Kind of like Voices, eh? She also was a clinician and worked with youth aging out of care in Quebec for 8 years as a case manager. And Amanda uses a multidisciplinary and mixed method approach to examine child welfare policies. Amanda is a trailblazer for transformative change in child welfare. And now, without further ado, the distinguished Amanda Keller.
Hi, Amanda. It is such an honor to have you on our show today. How has Winnipeg been treating you?
Winnipeg has been really great. Thank you so much for having me. The University of Manitoba was hosting a conference, so I came out here for that. And